At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarian. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stambolian here.
Hello.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, how you doing?
Live on Fightful.
Yeah.
Live on YouTube. Live on X. Anywhere else? No, that's it for now. I think that's it for now.
Vine?
No Vine. There's Tout. We're on Tout now.
When you told me we were joining Fightful, I thought it was some kind of Fight Club situation.
That would have been excellent.
Everybody's just been very nice.
Yeah, I know. It's like weird, right?
Everybody's just very sweet to us.
They're just so nice to us and sweet to us. The show's all about professional wrestling. And other things happening.
Yeah.
Our producer here.
Oh.
MG.
Please.
He's only... I'm gonna pot him up on the mic.
Okay.
Because I need to talk about this
just the mic.
Go into it. Just the mic.
Don't put the camera on.
No. I have to pay Sean whenever that happens.
Mm-hmm.
He sent us hot sauce, remember?
Yes. MG, Mr. Gonzo, our producer, very sweet gentleman. We didn't know this until this last year that he makes his own hot sauce and he bottles them. And he was like, I'm going to send you guys a batch. This is all I know. Last week, he said, hey, it's on the way.
It's on the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now tell me what happened.
So he mailed it. He shipped it.
Great. Can I guess what happened?
Guess.
Everything's smashed in the box.
No. Okay. No. That wouldn't be his fault.
Okay.
Maybe a little, but it really wouldn't be his fault. He mailed it.
Okay.
He mailed it to Andrew Zarian.
Uh-huh.
Bayside, New York.
Uh-huh.
11361.
Okay.
That's it for the address.
Oh, just the town and the area code?
The town and my name.
And the zip code. Sorry.
And the zip code. That's all he put. No street address.
So let me guess, MG.
Somehow I got left off.
Somehow
I got left off at the kiosk or I typed it in.
So you are now in possession of the box you tried to send out.
No.
No.
It's possibly at the post office that I'll stop by when you drop me off to see if
by
I
the
can
train.
Get it. By the train. I mean, but I think it's hysterical. Like, what does this guy think I'm the emperor of Bayside?
What is this, like sending a letter to Santa? You were just like, Andrew, Bayside, New York. Santa, North Pole.
Yeah, there you go. There you go in the chat. Happened. Look at that same exact chat. Can send letters to Matt Men like Santa.
Yeah,
there you go.
Dude, Andy Bayside.
I'm the Santa Claus of professional wrestling podcasts.
Rich Flushing. Yep.
Yeah. So, oh man, a lot
that basically
going on.
Took a trip around.
Yeah,
trip
dude. Around don't worry. I feel fine. Bad. That's he fine. Makes. I want to get that hot sauce. I'm gonna stop by before I get on the Long Island.
Just to check. See maybe
railroad.
Still there.
Yeah, make sure.
This congestion pricing, can we talk about this?
Oh, please, yeah, it sucks.
Okay, it sucks. It sucks, 100%. Mm-hmm. But you know what didn't suck? Last Wednesday, 59th Street Bridge,
yeah,
to the house.
Empty.
18 minutes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was pandemic-level scary. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't want to say it's a positive or a negative.
But drive to Manhattan a lot.
I do drive to Manhattan a lot, which thanks. So I was supposed to have a client meeting on Sunday. And I go, hey, listen, I'm going to take the train and meet you. Congestion pricing, blah, 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 right? He goes, knock on wood. He was like, listen, I will reimburse you. I need you to pick some stuff up for me. And I was like, nice. Fantastic, you know?
Yeah, 10 bucks.
No, it's the toll plus the...
Oh, yeah, because you're taking the toll
also. Because if you're coming in through...
Midtown,
it's below 60.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, so it's an $8 toll plus the whatever the congestion is, plus the toll back.
Yeah.
So it ends up being like close to $30 to get into Manhattan now by a car, which effing stinks.
It does stink. There's a New York rant of the day.
Mm-hmm. Where are bagels?
Yo, a lot of good wrestling this weekend. Too ethnic for MG, those bagels.
Very much so.
He can't have bagels.
He wrote a letter.
He gets very upset. He writes a letter. It's too ethnic for him.
He wrote a letter to his governor.
What's up with all these bagel shops opening up? There goes the neighborhoods.
Is he still on the mic?
Yeah, he's here.
MG is in the heartland of America. Do you have a bagel place near you?
Yeah, there's a couple. I don't go to them. I'm not a bagel guy, but...
Okay, yeah, that answers that.
No, but there's a couple here.
Yeah? Like, in walking distance?
No, okay. Definitely not.
Yeah, that's the thing. We have, like, six in walking distance.
Oh, my God. It's like...
Yeah.
There's Spiro's Bagel opening up? It's like a Greek bagel place?
That replaced Top Bagel, right?
I don't like that.
Listen... You never know.
The Greeks, they're appropriating that culture.
It might be. Well, I'm pretty confident that Utopia Bagel is owned by a Greek guy.
I think it is owned by a Greek guy. And they're the best.
And I'm extremely confident because I know for a fact that French Workshop is owned by a Greek guy.
French Workshop is owned by a Greek guy. The Greeks have taken over.
Listen, you make a good pastry and a coffee, I'm there.
I ordered a Gyro World the other day.
How would you think? They fell off, in my opinion.
A little bit. Yeah. A little flavorless. Yeah. It's okay.
Obviously, man.
They're good too. All right. What are we talking about here? A lot of good wrestling over the weekend. You had an MLW show. Saw Matt Riddle become the MLW world champion. Mm-hmm. You had a New Japan show from San Jose.
Fantastic.
Which was a lot of fun. You also had Collision on Saturday night that I actually... Dude, we got to talk about Collision. Yeah. I don't know if MG put it on the notes. Oh, by the way, you want to see me do this?
He did not. MG, put it on the notes.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'll do it later when we get to Raw. yeah, put that in the notes because I do want to... talk about that a little bit. Where do you want to begin?
You know what? I think we should talk about what's on everybody's minds right now. Monday Night Raw on Netflix.
Monday Night Raw on Netflix. Last night. It looked great again.
Looked great again. 2 weeks in a row. I will personally say that this is the most I've looked forward to
Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw in a very, very long time.
I could see that. And I think that's for a lot of people too. Yeah. Listen, last night's show, as far as a wrestling program went, was a way better show than... Yes. Again... Spectacle versus wrestling.
Yeah.
That night was a spectacle, and that's what majority of WWE will be moving forward.
Absolutely.
I don't know why you're not centered. I want to,
I think it's the camera.
You think it's the camera? It's the camera. I'm sorry.
Because otherwise I'm like here.
Oh, yeah. Stay there. Yeah. Just stay like that the whole show.
Talk to me, Andrew.
Last night's show was way more wrestling. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cohesive. I thought it was a good show. Yeah. I do like the black mat a lot.
Same here, yeah.
It is darker, the building. You know what I mean? Like, they've done a good job. And this is what I always talk about. I think wrestling needs to be dark. I don't like the brightness of wrestling.
But this is an interesting combination because this is, number one, this is the brightest thing on the planet.
But,
and it's also very contrast heavy, so it's very dark.
It's very contrast heavy, but it's the black mat sucks a lot of that in.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like this room, right? Like, think about, if you walk into this room, it is so brightly lit.
Yeah.
But because the walls are hunter green, which you can't even tell, it looks blue, right?
Yeah.
On camera.
It's a great color.
And my walls are hunter green here. It absorbs all of the color. Yeah. So there's not a lot of reflection happening.
Right.
I thought the show looked great again. CM Punk opening, good job. Interesting how everybody's declaring for that Rumble now, right? Listen, it's a big boy Rumble.
I think we're in for a treat for this Rumble, you know? And I feel like we're going to get some returns during this Rumble too. You know, cuz like it seems like they're front loading it with guys who were saying like this is what I'm going to do. You have 2 weeks away from the actual Rumble.
Who are the big names declared right now? We got CM Punk. We got Seth Rollins, obviously. We got Drew McIntyre. We got John Cena.
Roman Reigns.
We have the declared. Okay. Okay, so here's the declared. You ready? Look at this lineup. Already. John Cena, CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, LA Knight, Jey Uso.
Fantastic.
I mean, that's great. I love it when it's top heavy like that, and I wonder if that's the goal this year.
I think they're front-loading with the big names, and I also do feel like it's going to be a lot of surprises. You're going to get at least 3 or 4 surprises. Penta's probably going to be in it, doing this shit.
I like this walk better, this thing that he does.
Yeah. Right off the bat. So good. But we'll get to Penta in a minute. I want to say, like, my predictions for surprises.
Yeah.
Ziggler.
Okay. Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder.
Okay.
But as Matt Cardona.
You know what? Let's do that bet.
I would say
let's do a beer. How about that?
Let's do a beer. I would say if I had to think about it, I would say you hear the woo woo woo, and then some kind of record scratch, and instead of
and it's him.
And you get Matt Cardona, not a Zach Ryder, AJ Styles.
Where is he?
I think he was a little banged up, right?
Yeah.
But I thought, I immediately, after that Penta match last night, I was like, oh, AJ Styles. AJ Styles has to be in the Rumble. AJ Styles has to be one of John Cena's final matches. Right?
I would say you would have to do that match. Yeah. 100%.
AJ, another surprise in the Rumble. You'll probably have like a lot of NXT guys. Ethan Page, Obafemi.
Yeah, but definitely Trick. Put a Trick in there. Put Obafemi in there. Yeah. I would have those guys in there. Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry for sure. I wish that they did the 40 man like they did a few years ago. That was a very long time ago.
You know, that's Hunter's catchphrase. Not Triple H, my son.
What?
Whenever he gets in trouble, he'll look at you and go, but that was a very long time ago. And he does like a smile.
That's funny.
That's the name of their podcast, by the way.
A very long time ago?
Yeah. When they do their podcast in like 10 years to talk about the lunacy of their life, it's going to be, it was a very long time ago.
It was a very long time ago.
Remember when Uncle Rich dressed up like a chicken?
And then ate a chicken.
I thought that was a good way to open it. You know, you got your big names out there. You're doing a whole thing. Chad Gable comes out. Penta, his music. What did you think of his theme?
Love it.
Great theme.
I'm partial to that Ruckus theme from AEW, the Mikey Ruckus theme. But listen, for a debut theme on Raw, not bad. Very classic wrestling theme.
Classic wrestling theme.
Yeah.
He looked good.
Yeah.
Michael Cole called it the worst kept secret in wrestling.
Which is true.
Dude, his presentation looked great. Listen, he looked good.
I disagree with the chatter of, oh, you guys blew it. You know, like Penta's debut ruined by the WWE shop. But listen,
you know, they showed it last week on TV, you know.
Listen, you want to sell merchandise.
Yo, they're going to sell so many of those masks.
How much merchandise can, like, this guy's going to outsell probably, like, most of the roster.
Joel Pearl says, Penta's theme is a play on Killing in the Name of. Yeah, kind of.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I got to re-listen to that.
Yeah. I love Penta, but the match with Penta and Gable, it was underwhelming. I think it was just a nice little display of who he is. That's it.
It was also a match style that we haven't seen in WWE in a while.
Between those, a little bit. Yeah. I thought it was fine. You know, I'm curious to see what they do with him. I'm very curious because here's the thing. You got a guy with a lot of hype behind him.
Yeah.
You got a mask guy. Longevity. Those mask guys have a lot of longevity.
Yeah. Merch sales.
His English was great.
Yeah.
He spoke great. You're going to have those action figures. You're going to have the mask. You're going to have the t-shirts.
Yeah.
You're going to have, I'm sure, something. Other things. Give him some magical abilities. Yeah. What's Penta's magic?
Smoke. Has Penta done the mist before?
Yeah.
I think so. Mist. Those action figures are going to be fire.
You're going to have so much stuff with that. And then when Phoenix comes in, you're going to have a great story there, too.
Yeah.
But I say, turn him immediately on Rey Mysterio.
No, you can't do that. It's like everybody turns on Rey Mysterio.
Have him eat his soul.
I think they finally may have nailed the Latin superstar that they've been looking for a million years. Because this is Rey passing the torch.
Yeah, well, now also, look, you got Dragon Lee there.
Yeah.
You're going to get Rey Fénix there. These are high caliber performers.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, high caliber performers. You could do a lot here.
Yeah.
You could do a tremendous thing here. I'm very curious what they do with him. I thought Gable was a good opponent. You know, he took everything he gave him.
Good showcase.
Very good showcase.
Gable posted something very sweet, too, saying, like, this, even though I lost, this is why I fell in love with professional wrestling.
Yeah, it looked really good. Now, I don't feel like it was a disappointment of a match.
No.
It was a TV match. It was a Monday Night Raw match. Here's a question. Hi, my babies.
Let's put this on there.
Yeah, WWE isn't on Netflix here in Nigeria. WWE Network still shows the satellite TV as it always has. DSTV. Big fan of you guys. My Matt Men.
Thank you.
We got fans all over the world. Love that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That's interesting.
So, and also the show was 2 hours and 33 minutes. Mm-hmm. What a great sweet spot for that show.
Yeah.
By the way, something that I said originally when it was reported, I was asked 1,000 times, how long is the show going to be? And my answer was, it's going to be a variable.
Yeah.
Depending on the week, sometimes they'll go way over three. Sometimes they'll go way under three.
Yeah.
They'll go 2.5, 2.15, 3, 2.58. There's no, whatever they think fits. Antonio, love from Italy. I'm going in 1.5 years. I'm going to Italy.
Ooh, that's cool. Where are you going? Tuscany? Naples? Napoli?
Taylor wants to go.
Okay.
Just wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal was with Taylor, if you learn Italian, we'll go.
Okay.
Every day she has done Duolingo.
Very cool.
For almost 200 days so far. Every single day. So she's learning.
Okay.
She could definitely order a croissant.
Fantastic.
In a cafe. Okay? Uh-huh. Definitely can. Love from India.
One El Croissanto, please.
Un El Croissanto, por favor.
Wow, love from India. Love from Italy.
Love it.
Love from Nigeria.
International.
Who else is out there? Joel's in Canada.
He's in Antarctica.
I don't know if he loves us, though. I liked the match. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was a good showcase, good debut. Perfect crowd to debut the guy.
The crowd was into it.
That Mexicali San Jose crowd, forget it.
A lot of people wanted that in LA, but I don't think it made a difference. San Jose is a good crowd.
I think San Jose really popped the guy. I think backstage they were like, holy shit, we got something here. But again, what is Penta do next week? I think that's what people are worried about. Great debut, phenomenal promo.
You're going to put him in a program next week. You're going to start a program.
Yeah.
So unless he does something with Gable again, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
American Made looked amazing in that intro.
Yeah.
Yesterday. You know, that's a good group they have there.
Yeah.
I think it did nothing but elevate both these guys.
That's fine, dude. You know, not everything's going to be a 5-star match. It shouldn't be.
We have.
Save it for a pay-per-view.
We have a couple, like one FCN Toby says, what about the new viewers who don't know him? Because they didn't do a clip package for him.
Well, they were teasing him for weeks.
Yeah.
But it is a new viewership. They did a good job on commentary explaining to people that he's a megastar, Lucha Underground. They call it Lucha Underground champion.
Yep.
TNA champion. Yep. No mention of AEW.
I mean, you know, I don't think they're there yet.
Fascinating.
Who is Sammy the only one who mentioned AEW by name in the last couple of years?
Sammy, and then Hunter called it the Pissant Company.
But I'm saying Billy Gunn. By name. Like, Sammy was the only one who mentioned it by name, right?
I think he is the only one that mentioned it by name.
Maybe on commentary. I think talking about Cody, Michael Cole may have mentioned it on commentary once.
Not AEW.
Not AEW?
No.
Okay.
He never mentioned AEW. He said he left to go somewhere else or whatever it was.
Very interesting.
Love from Constantinople. Joel has gone back to 1490.
Oh, no. Joel's doing some Crusader shit?
Joe, he's able to teleport.
We got Germany in the chat.
Nice.
Guten Morgen.
We got Oakland Gardens in Queens.
What's going on?
It's William from Oakland Gardens.
Sheamus defeated Ludwig Kaiser.
I hope that's what William sounds like.
Bron Breakker was ringside. I like Bron Breakker in the audience for some reason. Because he was in the audience twice, and I'm like, you know what? This guy's a great audience member. Because he just like stares at the camera. All mean and shit.
It's so intense.
Mm-hmm. Gunther cut a promo saying the wrestling kind of sucked on Raw and nobody wants to wrestle for his title. And you know what? The best entrance in the business, Jey Uso shows up.
Yo, it's crazy, right? Mm-hmm.
It's really crazy how, like, I think Jey Uso is capturing that Daniel Bryan
magic.
He's got yeet magic.
Mm-hmm. He has yeet magic, that dude.
Put that belt on him, right? Give him a run with the world title.
I would.
Jey also is a deceptively big person.
I would not be surprised if it happens.
I would like it to happen.
Because he's a real team player.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been a team player, right?
Yeah.
One of the winningest tag teams of all time.
Amazing, right?
Yeah. He's been there for since 2009?
Probably in developmental, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he debuted, when did they debut? Like 2010, 2011?
Something like 11? That, right? Yeah.
I think it was like 11, 12.
MG, can you look that up?
Hey, Jamie, can you look that up for us?
He fell asleep. Debut of the Usos. The Usos, yeah.
He doesn't even know.
He sounds like he's falling asleep. I think he's falling asleep.
Do you know, Joe Rogan's producer, Jamie?
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to ask. It's pulled up.
Exactly.
Like, within a second, it's pulled up.
Yeah.
Jamie, we have to ours isn't even listening.
I know. He's, like, zoning out.
He's like, how did they not know the hot sauce was to Andrew?
Mentally trying to change the name of the address on the box. Maybe this will work.
I do that with my train. I tried to derail it to end it all.
You know how I think he mailed that shit out? He's got a catapult in his backyard. And he just like pulled the string and he was like, oh no, I forgot to put the address on it. Fingers crossed, I hope
He has a medieval catapult.
Four pigeons attached to that box trying to bring it to Bayzact.
Louis, Miguel. Those are his pigeons' names.
Okay.
Okay. They were quick.
All right, so I was close. I was 1 year off.
Yeah.
15 years on the main roster.
Long time.
And 15 years for this guy to have the most infectious entrance in WWE.
That's the thing about wrestling, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there's a lot of other forms of media that we consume regularly.
Yeah.
Where you have a guy that has been in the same role for 15 years, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden becomes like a huge franchise guy.
Right.
Like, movies don't work like that, no. Right? Like, a movie franchise, it's not dictated on your own success.
No.
In wrestling...
You know Aragorn's going to be the king in the third movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
But in wrestling, you could have a guy reinvent himself over and over and over again mm-hmm. and get better.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a mid-card act and one thing just changes everything.
I just had a weird thought where I was like,
You're rewarding.
You made me think like really quick. I was like, you know who's one guy who never changed his act at all and is still the same his entire career?
Oh.
Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Right.
But Rick is one of those guys that mm-hmm. he was, you know, he was more the main guy. Mm-hmm. He was the main guy for most of his career.
Yeah.
These other guys were not. Like, you know, Jey Uso, he was a tag team specialist, mm-hmm. or Jimmy Uso, it doesn't matter. And they were never destined to be at that level with what they were given. Like, you know, Roman, Seth, and Ambrose in WWE, Moxley, they were created to become major players.
Yeah.
There was never any doubt that those three were not going to become future stars when they broke apart.
Because
remember, that was the big story. Like, oh, when the Shield breaks up, who's the guy? Mm-hmm. Who are the guys? And there would be a debate on who would be more over. Well, you know, Moxley's the talker, but he doesn't have that WWE look. Seth is the athlete, but he can't talk. And Roman is the look, but he can't work.
Right?
That's what they would all say. All three of them are magnificent.
Completely dominating the wrestling industry for the past, like, how many years?
Since 2013.
Yeah.
Right?
Insane.
No, 2013.
The fact that, let's touch on the Roman
12
thing.
12 years.
Let's touch on the Roman thing really quick, right? This guy doesn't even have a belt. He's got that Ulafala, and he's announced for the Rumble, and people are going apeshit for him.
Oh, he's in the Rumble too, right?
You know, yeah. So I think that's a testament to, like, that.
I hope we get wacky face-offs this year in the Rumble.
Yes.
One of my favorite ones that we ever had, mm-hmm. ever had, it was Shinsuke Nakamura. It wasn't a Rumble.
Yeah.
It was Survivor Series. It was Shinsuke Nakamura and Triple H.
Oh, love it.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Wacky face-off. I want to see Penta and Roman.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to see all the weird... I want to see Joe Hendry show up.
Yeah.
Go face to face with CM Punk.
Oh, absolutely.
Or John Cena. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see all this happen. That's
I think
the
it's going
to
happen.
It has to. It has to happen.
Especially because of the Rumble.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do we have?
You got Jey Uso comes out, looks like $1 million. Women's Intercontinental mm-hmm. Championship Tournament Finals. Lyra Valkyria and Dakota Kai.
Great.
Lyra won.
Mm-hmm.
First ever Intercontinental Champion. Intercontinental. Champion. I think it was Dakota. Lyra gave her a really gnarly backdrop off the apron onto the outside. That looked good. All right, let's see. We got more belts. We mm-hmm. got a U.S. title. We got an IC title. Everything is
a lot of belts.
Up. A lot of belts. In every company.
Mm-hmm.
Sami Zayn defeated The Miz. Rhea Ripley came out. Gives the generic promo. That's what MG put in our notes. You didn't like it?
I think he meant to say El Generico. MG, are you there?
Okay.
Interrupted by Nia Jax, booed heavily. How do you feel about Nia Jax? How do you feel about that heat she's getting? Is it go-home heat, or is it like...
I think it's half and half.
It's half and half, right?
I think it was go-home mm-hmm. heat, but now it's like, okay, well...
She works very big, which I like.
She works.
She works for the rafters. Tried to intimidate Rhea. Took shots at Bayley. And listen, they team up to get Nia out of the ring. Great. You know what? Give Rhea
but
a rest.
Bayley
for a
was
week.
Staring at that title belt.
I'm excited. I want to see Bayley with that belt again.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Maybe you know, does Rhea need that title? I think it elevates the title more than it elevates her.
I think her having another decent run with this makes that title all that more precious.
Yeah.
Your main event, street fight, Damian Priest versus Finn Balor, beating Finn Balor.
Good match.
Good match. Stretcher job. They both went through double tables. JD McDonagh, Carlito, and the War Raiders would all get involved. Now, you know what I would like? Finn Balor in the Rumble.
Okay.
Finn Balor gets eliminated.
Okay.
Pentagon's in the ring.
Ooh.
Demon Balor
comes out.
Oh.
With his Rasta hair?
Yeah, with his Rasta hair on the main Rasta. I'd like that. What do you think?
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could do a lot of wacky stuff. Now, my question is, where does Damian Priest go from here? I'm telling you what you're going to do. You're going to do a buried alive match. You're going to bury him.
Oh, yeah.
And then going to set the coffin on fire.
Uh-huh.
The lights are going to go off, and he's going to float away. Come back, he's going to become the new Undertaker.
You think he's going to come back as, like, American Badass?
He's going to become, he's going to come out, but, like, Puerto Rican Badass.
Nerican Badass?
Yeah, Nerican Badass.
I wouldn't mind that. Listen.
Driving a four-wheeler?
Put him, you're going to put him on an ATV?
I'm
going to
put him on an ATV, yeah.
Listen, there's a lot you could do with Damian Priest. I think he's one of those, he's going to be in the Rumble, probably.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, these guys are all great. It's fantastic stuff. I thought it was a good Raw. 2 hours, 33 minutes, nice and quick.
Nice and fun. It was fine. Nice and bright, nice and fun.
Yeah. So AEW, let's talk about Collision really quickly. A couple things on this thing. I have been asked a million times, okay? And this is, I don't know if it's a scoop. I don't know if this is what you would call this.
Get your notepads out, guys.
People are asking me, like, where is this show airing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because there's a 15-hour time difference.
The pay-per-view.
It's not a pay-per-view.
The Australia show.
The Australia show, okay. As far as I am aware, it is not a pay-per-view.
Okay.
Okay? It will be on Max.
Okay.
And I believe the plan was to have it on Collision, have it on TBS.
Okay.
I don't know the logistics of this. I don't know if they're going to tape delay it, you know, like, because remember, they still have Collision on that day.
Right.
I don't think there's a Collision set up to air. So if it's on tape delay, then you could just put this on at 8 p.m. as its own show on TBS and re-air it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, this will not be a pay-per-view.
Interesting.
As far as I know, anything could change right now, but the last I had a conversation about with somebody was that the plan was that it would be on Max and then they hopefully on TBS.
Okay.
Right? No. TNT? TNT.
Okay.
TNT. Collision's on TNT. I keep thinking Saturday, TBS.
Yes.
And I'm showing my freaking age.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I think a lot of people have that. Does anybody else have that problem too?
Like, I think a lot of people do.
My brain, it's a Saturday night. Mm-hmm. It's on a Turner station. It has to be TBS.
Exactly.
It can't be TNT. So TNT, I should say. I think that's fine. I don't know what that show is going to be. Is it going to be, you know, 3 hours?
Sure. 2.5, 3 hours.
3 hours?
Why not?
I would do 3 hours.
I think that depends on the crowd, too. Like, if you have a good attendance, make the show as long as you can.
Revolution is a pay-per-view.
Okay.
Okay? Revolution is a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. This is not being sold as a pay-per-view. This may be a Max exclusive, live, 15 hours. So, what time would it be? It's 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
No, 11 in the morning? On Saturday?
Love it.
Am I right or wrong? 8, 9?
10 hours?
10, 11, 12? 12? 9? 8?
Are you sure?
Nobody could hear him. He's just in our ear. Same thing as in New Japan. We're talking to a ghost.
I think Australia is what, like 12, 10 to 12 15. Hours ahead? It's 15 hours. Okay.
I think it's 15.
Depending on where in Australia.
Depending on where in Australia.
Yeah. Right. Because you have, like, it's a very big continent.
Very large.
Very large. Huge.
Yeah. I had to tell people that was a continent. They were shocked.
Would you go to Australia?
I would love to go to Australia.
Yeah.
Just the flight. Like, think about it. We got to get to LA first.
Right.
And then we got to get there. I have a friend. They just went to Bali.
Oh, very nice.
It was 32 hours.
Yeah, no.
They couldn't get it direct.
Nope.
Too much.
Is Australia's 24. It's a 24-hour flight, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Flight or something.
I don't remember.
Alex went to South Africa a few years ago for a Porsche thing, and it was a 16-hour flight.
Oh, man. That's brutal.
My max flight time, I think, is 8 hours. Before I start, like, really freaking out.
I've done England. I've done Ireland.
Those are 7-hour flights.
Those are so easy, yeah. Too.
Those just are 6 to 7, right?
Get a red eye and just go to bed. It's fantastic. So that's as far as I know. People have asked me 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, this is on Max. It is not being presented as a pay-per-view. And most likely it'll be on TNT.
Cool.
I don't know time. I don't. This is just as far as I understand. Mm-hmm. I'll double confirm it for Friday. I'll double check and I'll double confirm it on Friday. But that's was the buzz I was hearing.
Buzz.
Let's talk about Collision, because there's a couple notes here I want to touch on. And this kind of goes into what AEW is doing here.
Yeah.
That crowd was hot.
Good crowd.
Smaller crowd,
yeah,
but smaller building. They weren't in a 15,000-person building. I think the building fits about 8,900.
Mm-hmm.
They had about 2,100 in the building. By the way, MLW had a sellout, 2,400 people in that building.
Very good. Very cool.
Yeah. Here was a big story here. Adam Copeland.
Mm-hmm.
The Cope.
The Cope.
Big Bill.
Big Bill.
How good did Bill look?
Bill looked fantastic.
Yo,
take a breath. You're thinking about his abs.
So good. So good. This dude is gigantic.
He's a big guy. Big boy.
He's a big guy. He's mm-hmm. not a lanky dude. He's a big jacked up dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin Nash-esque.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't get these guys too often.
You don't get these guys anymore.
Ever. Yeah. Anymore. Ever. Yeah. Anymore. They don't exist.
Mm-hmm. They do. They're just not doing wrestling.
They're just not doing wrestling.
Yeah. They're doing pickleball.
They have something here with this dude. And Edge made him look like $1 million.
Yeah.
And Big Bill made Edge look like $1 million. Mm-hmm. They put on a very good show. I would say the best one of the best matches for both of them.
Absolutely.
Best match for Big Bill in AEW. I would definitely say that.
For sure.
Copeland's one of his top matches in AEW, mm-hmm. especially on TV. You have to decide something right now, right?
Yeah.
Bill is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to fundamentally change your top tier of talent in that company
mm-hmm.
and elevate this guy and shoot him to the moon and see if you could capture something very special?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to leave him where he is, maybe elevate him a little bit, and have him be a finishing school, have AEW be a finishing school for Big Bill when he goes back to WWE?
Both very interesting points. What would you do in that situation? Because you and I are Bill fans.
Listen, I'm going to be a little honest here.
Sure.
A little bias.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's an Archbishop Molloy boy, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
He's a local kid,
mm-hmm.
played on the basketball team, and elevated his life to this.
Yeah.
Right? He changed, and I love the story about how he changed his entire
Absolutely,
life.
Absolutely,
yeah. He got a second chance, mm-hmm. and he hasn't looked back. I'm a little biased here.
Yeah.
I like to support my local guys.
Yeah.
However, he's not a 5'6" guy that I'm rooting for.
Right.
He's a monster in size that is, there's something there.
I agree with you. I think the character twist should be, I take what I want. I'm big enough to take what I want.
I don't know how you would do the character twist. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they could do creatively with him. I have eyes.
Yeah.
And I could see that there's something happening here for a little
Absolutely,
bit of time.
Yeah.
It's not like it was one match.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the last couple months, even though he's in this Jericho vortex, mm-hmm. which, listen, I'm not as negative on the Jericho stuff as a lot of other
yeah, for
people
sure.
because I see it as, listen, it's a 2-hour program. It's a variety show. They're trying something here. And if the goal is to elevate Bill in the end, it worked.
This is a this is your typical Jericho. He's reliable. That's why.
He's reliable. Yeah. He's there. You know what you're getting with him. Yeah. Are you going to get a 5-star match with him at this point? Probably not. I didn't like that main event. I thought it was a little clunky. Again, listen, I don't like to criticize. It happens. I don't like to criticize talent because if you've ever taken a bump in the ring.
Right.
Or if you've ever done anything, realize
anything athletic, anything in
pro wrestling, you realize that this is one of the most difficult sports to be in.
Yeah, imagine throwing your head at the ground for a living,
all the time. Mm-hmm. Not one bump. You got to do it for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah,
you know. But you got to do something with this guy. But does it change the fundamentals of AEW by having a guy that's 7 feet tall and jacked to the gills in your main event picture? What does that do to your company? I think that's a risk I would take right now.
That's an assumption that you're making because you're assuming that...
You're
assuming that AEW fans want their smaller guy. I don't think that's the case. I think they want match quality. And those smaller guys are known for match quality, right?
I don't know. I think there is a little bit of that mentality with the fan base. Listen, I consume more AEW than anything else.
Oh yeah.
I would say that there is a mentality there that these guys that look like this aren't our guys.
Well, what about Hobbs?
Hobbs, you know what? You're right. Hobbs is an exception, but let's see. Yeah. Let's see, because this is a new experiment with Hobbs.
Mm-hmm. Big boy.
You want to make a statement.
Put that belt on him. Yeah.
Somebody posted a great video and they said, I dare you. And it was the Hogan Luger match where Luger won and nobody thought he was going to win the title.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, what just happened? Can you do something like that?
I think you can. I think you can. I think you can do the Jericho move when he beat Triple H for that title and they took it back the same night.
I would keep it on him for a little bit. Now, I don't know. I've been away for 5 weeks from this.
Right,
so I'm talking to you right now as a fan of wrestling. I'm not giving you an insight here because I'm so behind and I'm still catching up.
Mm-hmm.
I think Big Bill's great. I think Hobbs is great. Mm-hmm. You got to put in some new people in this picture. I don't know if they're going to save you, but... You know, if Bill gets on fire or Hobbs gets on fire, you know, you have something here.
Would you ever do an angle where Bill just destroys the Death Riders?
I would have him come out strong. Yeah, whatever he does, I would have him come out strong.
Single-handedly.
The turn is probably going to be Jericho, right? That's where it should start.
Yeah.
He turns on Jericho or screws Jericho out of something, out of that title. Or he challenges Jericho for that title. Not that that title matters. I don't want to see that Ring of Honor title at this point.
Why?
I don't know what it's doing.
I think Bill with that belt would be fun.
Okay, you could do something like that. Yeah. But I think that's a demotion. I think he would be better off not having that title.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's better off saying like, no, I want it in the picture.
Yeah.
Him and Hangman, him and this. Now, I don't know if it'll work, but I think you're at a point that you should take a chance on this.
Yes, 2025 definitely needs some booking chances need to be made in a better direction.
In a better direction, yeah. And I think we're going to see that with Kenny coming back. We already know what that main event of that show is going to be in July.
Now,
Okada, Kenny, for sure. That's the match. Whether or not it ends, goes on last, that's the main event.
So without, this is going to be tough. I'm trying to formulate a thought here. So to reference Brock Lesnar. Right.
Yeah.
He was the WWE indestructible guy.
He was their monster. Yeah.
He was their monster. Right. Who does AEW need that kind of guy? That attraction that's a monster that's undefeatable.
I think 100% any company could use that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because think about it. You need a variety of things that people are going to tune into. So if that's what you're tuning in for.
Right.
Which there are. There are people that watch WWE for that stuff.
Yeah.
You should have those monsters look good. You should make them into an attraction. Hobbs is a monster.
Yeah.
You know, and he's liked. He's another one.
Right.
Do you want that guy to be, is AEW a finishing school for Hobbs?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you planning on really working hard at elevating him at some level?
So let's backtrack a little bit. So you've used the term finishing school twice already, right? Now,
that's what someone said to me.
That's how
it was described.
Is that your current perception of AEW right now?
No, not for everybody, but okay. For some people.
Okay.
I mean, listen, when I say finishing school, I don't mean that it's teaching you, but it's elevating you because you're on national television.
Right, right.
Penta's a great example of this.
Yeah.
He's a guy that was on national TV and he got popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in TNA. Yeah, he was in Lucha Underground, but he got way more popular in AEW than anywhere else.
Yeah.
He's one guy. Ethan Page is another one.
Yeah.
That, you know, he got some sort of recognition mm-hmm. and they let him go. He's a young dude.
Yeah.
Ethan Page, I would say that was a mistake by letting someone like him mm-hmm. leave. Cody, I mean, Cody was a complete package, but you established him to a whole different audience.
Mm-hmm.
If he had gone back to WWE without AEW, this would not be the story that's being told.
No, but I think it was, he sweetened his own package, making everything part of his quote unquote plan.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of these guys, you know, mm-hmm. You elevate, you work with, and then it doesn't. Jade. Mm-hmm. Jade was a great example of this.
Yeah.
And we said it from day one.
Well, I think.
She showed up that first day on TV. She showed up.
Yeah.
I spoke to someone at WWE. They're like, well, when a contract's up.
Yeah, we need this one. So I think with the Jade thing is very interesting because I would say she did all she could in AEW.
With the resources she had.
Just booking wise and what they did with her, right? I think that was it. Like, where do you go from there?
They built her as a monster.
They built her as a monster, and then, you know, like, she had a good ending to her AEW career, right? WWE puts that rocket on you, especially with the women's roster. Forget it. You know, yeah. Automatically becomes a household name, right? Like, she's there with Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
Right? Unfortunately, you know, she got injured. But you know what? That return is going to be fantastic.
The return's going to be great. And then whatever you do with her, you could have her as a heel when she comes back. And right. Now she's in a big program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of these people there. But I think for AEW's sake, they have. Listen, the Outrunners, right? Here's a great example. The Outrunners.
This is also not us poo-pooing on AEW.
I'm not poo-pooing on it.
At all.
I'm just picking out names. The mm-hmm. Outrunners.
Yeah.
They naturally got over on their own
with
a wacky 1980s wrestling gimmick. Why are they not challenging for the world title?
Right.
The tag titles. Why are they not challenging for that?
Right. Capitalization on crowd love.
Would it work better with Private Party holding that title or the Outrunners?
I think you need a more cohesive storytelling with the tag team division.
Oh, 100%.
which we had at one point, right?
And I think we're going to get it now because they're kind of piecing those things in.
Yeah, they're piecing those things because that was one of the things where when the company was established, you know, they really did their best to say, "Hey, listen, you want good tag team wrestling? This is where you come for good tag team wrestling."
Yeah, I have a whole different philosophy. I see everything as marketability.
Sure.
If you have natural marketability and you get over on your own, that makes my job a lot easier and I have to listen to the crowd. I have to listen to people at that point. But I think they're doing a decent job here. Maximum Carnage tomorrow. AEW Women's Gauntlet, Casino Gauntlet. AEW World Champion Jon Moxley challenges Powerhouse Hobbs.
Put that belt on Hobbs.
Hook versus Christian.
Great.
Kenny Omega versus Brian Cage.
Great.
Christian Cage, Brian Cage. Too many cages.
Lots of cages.
Lots of Adams. Lots of cages.
Mm-hmm.
The Hurt Syndicate, Shelton Benjamin, Bobby Lashley with MVP versus Private Party and Mark Briscoe. Is MVP wrestling?
No.
Why is it written like that?
I think he is wrestling.
He is.
They announced that he would be wrestling.
Very exciting.
Yep.
And Ricochet to speak.
And Ricochet to
speak. So I watched, I had a couple of friends over on Sunday night, and we watched Royal Rumble 2005. Right?
Okay.
One of my favorite Rumbles. I blew up Shelton because Shelton showed up with Charlie Haas in that Rumble.
Okay.
Right? And I go, by the way, this is what Shelton looks like now. And I showed them a picture of when we went to Collision and Dynamite, the tapings at Hammerstein.
Yeah.
Everybody was blown away at how massive this dude is now.
Dude, he still looks great.
47 years old, man.
I put those tag titles on them.
Hell yeah.
On Lashley and Benjamin?
That's what I want. I want those tag belts on Lashley and Benjamin.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby Lashley looks so gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Such a wog. And then Ricochet got over. Listen,
yeah.
And here's the other thing, right? Everybody poo-pooed on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
The internet made him into a joke, and he took that gimmick, he turned heel, and now everybody's into it.
It's
amazing how that happens.
I still don't like that laugh.
Ha-ha, that?
Yeah.
Stupid laugh.
Hangman cut a pretty sweet promo on Christopher Daniels from, I think he's really like, Hangman's promos have come such a long way from his
debut.
Well,
he's disturbed.
Yeah.
He's really messed mm-hmm. up over what happened. That man invaded his privacy.
Texas Deathmatch with Christopher Daniels. Great. Pac defeated Commander with Alex Abrahantes. Death Riders defeated the Outrunners. This is from Collision last
yeah,
week.
Yeah.
Mariah May defeated Harley Cameron. Harley Cameron, they need to do more with Harley Cameron.
She looked good.
Yeah. She's great. She's hysterical.
Yeah.
Did you hear the song that she sang?
I did, yeah.
Amazing. Brody King defeated Trevor Blackwell. Great.
But now, mm-hmm. but the story was afterwards, right?
Yeah.
You don't need, you go on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story they're telling you. Yeah. You don't need a leader because he's gone. Malachi's gone.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. He could be a Rumble surprise.
Aleister Black. I don't know when his, I don't mm-hmm. know what he has on his time, but.
It seems like from what I gather and from the general aura of what we see on the internet, it seems like Tony's pretty nice about letting people out of their contracts.
I wouldn't be.
Apart in a,
I wouldn't be as
apart
nice.
In a Ray Phoenix situation where yeah. it's like, hey, listen, you owe us 8 months.
I don't know. I don't. You sign a contract, mm-hmm. you're getting paid.
Yeah.
Sometimes things don't work too well.
Right.
But you're still getting paid.
Ricky Starr's a good example.
Ricky's another
but
good
But that's
example.
Up in the air. Like, you yeah. don't know what's going on.
I don't know what, yeah, yeah. I really don't know what's going on there, but I think mm-hmm. Aleister Black coming back is, like, him and Penta.
Oh, forget it. Yeah, there's your program.
What, right what a great program.
You
there.
Can revisit Aleister and Cody.
Oh, yeah.
They had some great matches.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a win-win for wrestling fans in general.
Yeah.
You know? Stop complaining. TNT Championship match, Daniel Garcia defeated Shibata. Jericho defeated Dax Harwood. This, the one little snafu in this match blew up the
it
internet.
It was clunky.
It grossed out the internet. Everybody was complaining. Listen, it happens.
It was so, it was very clunky.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It happens. And then, Powerhouse Hobbs takes out the Death Riders to end the show. Very cool.
Yeah. Set up everything for, mm-hmm. This coming week. All right. Cool stuff.
Yeah. Really good stuff.
There was a report here, MG put it in. WrestleNomics reported that Dynamite on July 8th drew 615,000 viewers on TBS. That number was up from 588.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Max numbers are doing? You think it's helping or you think it's taking away?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not a numbers guy, but I have cable and I have Max. I've been watching Dynamite on Max as opposed to cable.
You have been?
Yeah. I've been streaming it on Max.
Huh.
Because I have it.
Me too.
I have two televisions in the house, one in the bedroom, one in the living room. So, you know, I don't have a cable box in the bedroom, but I have Max.
You have Max.
On my smart TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not? For
you
me,
still
it's
have
a no-brainer.
Cable, huh?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do. It's okay.
What's late night TV like on just Adult Swim?
It's still fun.
It's still fun.
I still, if I'm not really
you still
like.
Still channel surf?
I still channel surf. I'm not really a late night guy, but sometimes I am. And I'll put on like Stephen Colbert, like
yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. You know, why
I haven't
not?
Watched any of the shows in a
why
long
not?
Time. Too mainstream for me.
Oh, yeah.
Too bright. Too cleaned up.
So what do you think? Do you think it's hurting the actual number?
I don't know.
Number?
I'm curious. I have not heard any numbers from Max. I don't have a number.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're adding another 100,000 or whatever they're adding there.
Let's take this super chat.
Yeah.
It's Mod Revolve. What's up, fellas? Great meeting you at the Hammerstein.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? Same here. Why are AEW waiting so late to put ticks on sale? Atlanta is 3 weeks away, and they were just posted.
I don't know. I don't know if it's because they're booking the venues late.
Mm.
What venue is it in? The Atlanta show.
That's a good question.
Maybe our producer can find that.
Yeah. MG.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Guys, submit your questions. Let's do some Q&As.
Yeah, we're going to do some Q&A before we get out of here. Let's touch on the Corey Graves thing.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So this is what he put out. And, you know, people are kind of like in a huff. Is it a work or is it a shoot? This is what he put out Monday. Imagine that they were forced to retire due to injuries. Grave then told fans to imagine that they dedicated their lives to following a new path in the same field and be great at it. And it said, imagine when it was time to enjoy the fruits of their labor, they were told they were not famous enough for their own job. He ended this message by saying that it was for anyone who had been wondering where he'd been. Corey Graves will be on NXT tonight, and he said,
yeah,
come check me out. I will be there. So
I it's definitely not a shoot.
Right, right.
You know, like
this guy, announcing tonight.
He's announcing. Yeah, he's gonna be there.
Yeah.
He's not, I mean, whatever they're doing. I mean, this is like, remember that Booker T angle that they did where they got into a fight?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody bought it. I don't know. I get that there's maybe probably some truth to this because he's off of Raw.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic, Graves.
Oh, he was great. Do you think this is going to be just like straight up heel commentary, Graves?
Sure.
I'll take it from here on out. Kind of doing the Nigel McGuinness style stuff. Or do you think this could possibly be an in-ring return? I know a lot of folks have said that for many years, that this guy's going to come back to the ring.
Well, the story was that he got cleared like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened.
Now, where would you put him if he's able to make an in-ring return?
I don't know.
As Sterling James Keenan.
Oh, is that what you're going to give him? The Sterling gimmick? NXT tonight. I'm curious what that NXT number is going to be tonight.
Yeah.
At the Gateway Center. Dynamite is at the Gateway Center in Atlanta. Okay. You got a number one contenders match for the North American title. Shotzi versus Stephanie Vaquer.
Great.
Vaquer needs that title.
Yeah.
That'll be nice on her. NXT Tag Team Champions. Axiom and Nathan Frazier versus OTM.
Mm-hmm.
You have Women's Tag Championship number one contender match also. Jakara Jackson and Lash Legend versus the Unholy Union.
Great. Listen, again, I have not been excited to watch NXT, but the last few weeks, I've been into it.
It's so much wrestling.
It's a lot of wrestling.
And we've never in our lives have had so much accessible wrestling on television. I'm not even talking
about going on
YouTube.
Good word.
Accessible.
Accessible.
Dude, do you remember, we would have to go to Springfield Boulevard to go to Wrestling Universe to rent a cassette.
That was a third or fourth taping.
That was like a third or fourth taping of that. Or we would have to tape trade.
Yeah.
I remember I would go on message boards to get the OVW results and hope that I could get a tape and pay somebody to send me a tape of OVW.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Or the penny pay-per-views, you know, for TNA when TNA came out. Wrestling was never accessible. There was always one, it was a one-horse town.
Yeah.
That's all wrestling was.
It's true. And I remember, like, and we've told the story a million times, the prize was the IWA deathmatch.
I have my cassette. It's here somewhere. IWA Deathmatch with Terry Funk and Cactus Jack. Yeah.
But did you get the full one? Because there was two bootleg tapes going around.
I had the full one.
There was the main event.
I had the full one.
And then there was the full tournament.
I had the full tournament.
Yeah, I had the full tournament also. That was like the prize. And then, you know, certain ECW shows also. Like, I think I had like so many ECW tapes. And they were all shitty looking.
Oh, they were all terrible. It was the IWA Japan King of Deathmatch, 1995, August 5th, 1995. You want to see this card?
Yeah, let's do it.
You had, Cactus Jack, Terry Funk, Dan Severn, Goto.
Wild.
Not that, different Goto. Yeah. Tarzan Goto.
Yeah.
The Headhunters, remember them?
Yes.
They were little tiny Abdullah the Butchers.
Yeah.
versus Los Cowboys, Silver King, and El Texano.
Yeah.
Cactus Jack and
Terry Gordy.
Ooh, Terry Gordy was on this.
That Cactus Jack and Terry Gordy was one of my favorite ones. It was a barbed wire baseball bat and thumbtacks match.
You got Terry Funk and Leatherface.
Tiger Jeet Singh versus Mr. Gnosuke. I said that completely wrong.
Terry Funk, Tiger Jeet Singh.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking fantastic, this thing.
Iceman,
what a wacky what
kamikaze.
What a wacky card.
Cactus Jack defeating Shoji Nakamaki. Oh, so ridiculous. And then your main event, 13 minutes.
That's all it was.
When I was a kid, I felt like that match was so long.
I thought Terry Funk was going to die.
Yeah. Cactus Jack beat Terry Funk in the 13 minutes and 21 seconds. Barbed wire rope, exploding barbed wire boards, exploding ring, time bomb death match. God. The best.
Yeah.
The best. These guys destroyed themselves. for our viewing pleasure.
Fascinating stuff. Guys, submit really your is. Questions in the chat room. Yeah. If you want to super chat us, help us out. It pays the bills for our producer that can't afford stamps.
No, I think he could afford stamps. I just don't think he could afford to write a full address down.
He can't afford to write a full address down.
Andrew Zarian, Bayside, New York.
Andrew Zarian, Bayside, New York.
He kissed the box and then threw it out his window. Go.
Oh, God. That's hysterical. All right.
All right. Let's take some questions, right, guys. Again, if you want a super chat, we'll answer your question first.
Ask me anything. Personal, yeah, too.
Ask us
anything. You
can ask
me personal questions.
Kim Gray, is Graves setting up an in-ring return with all these social media posts? Who knows?
I don't know. But, you know, JBL's also looks like he's setting up a return. Maybe they both show up at the Rumble and they have a brawl.
I wouldn't mind JBL showing up and just clotheslining the shit out of everybody at the Rumble.
Yeah, he looks good. He's working out.
He does look good. Yeah. He made an indie appearance, right?
He's made numerous, yeah, appearances.
Wild. Tekken Sports, are we finally getting Timeless Tony Storm in Grand Slam Australia?
I don't know how they do that. Mm. I do like that she's gotten this rookie gimmick over. Yeah. That's nice.
I agree with this statement. FCN Toby, meat belt for Hobbs, Archer, Big Bill, and Brian Cage. I've been pitching this meat belt,
I know,
to the internet for the last year and a half.
I mean, what difference does it make? Why not?
Yeah, big meats. He's a big meat champion. Let's see. What do we got here? Hold on.
Will WWE ID talent appear on NXT Evolve? I don't know who's running that. Is that a... Who's in charge of that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it Gabe?
You know what? I think it is.
Yeah, interesting.
I think it is.
Interesting. You know, that was the plan with Evolve. Yeah. They had already started that. We were big fans of Evolve. Rich and I. We would go to Evolve all the time.
I was actually talking about that the other day at La Boom. Because a guy we know that was an ex-boyfriend of a friend of ours, like, we were like, you like wrestling? And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm here like every week.
Back then.
At La Boom.
Yeah, that was a great venue, dude. Great venue for wrestling. And Evolve was really, they were on fire at that point. Between the talent that they had on the indies, because remember, this is pre AEW. So, you know, 2016 to 2019, these guys had everybody that was everybody we saw there in that Latin nightclub. We saw Ricochet. We saw Drew McIntyre. We EC3.
Zack Sabre Jr.
Mm-hmm.
At, like, so many people, Gargano, Ethan Page. Like, yeah. A lot of MFers
Velveteen
were there.
Dream.
I wasn't at that show.
I was there. I was there with Bob. Yeah. I was there with Bob.
Those were fun. You know what one of my favorite parts about that, the La Boom experience was?
What?
The $30 six pack.
Yo. The cervezas?
Yeah.
Yo, we would just buy a six pack and just
Six pack each and just sit and watch wrestling.
And we were home by 7:30.
It was the best.
7:30, we'd be home.
It was the best. This is a super chat from Paul Anthony Moss. Thank you, Paul. Hypothetically, if Styles becomes...
Oh, can you pull it up on the screen? I can't see.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
There we go. Hypothetically, if Styles becomes an FA, would AJ Omega feud be compelling? Would be a compelling storyline AEW needs, or Bullet Club lore only interests hardcore fans? You know, let's talk about the Bullet Club stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you still interested in Bullet Club lore at all? Does it do it for you?
Definitely, like, not as much as I was like 2 years ago.
Like, if Balor, AJ, and Cody were in the ring,
I'd be into it.
And then they were too sweet into it.
Yeah, why not?
You know? Like, would you be into that?
Yeah, sure.
If AJ hopped over to AEW, would you be into him versus Kenny?
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Like, we have unfinished business.
Because they never had that match.
Right. Like, we have unfinished business, blah, 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 Bullet Club for life. It seems like AEW has abandoned the entire Bullet Club thing, apart from the remnants of Jay White holding
on. They never
on to
really
it.
Did it. You remember, it was always, like, half done.
Well, I think the closest they came was the one episode where Gallows and Anderson came out, and they had the Bucks do the too sweet with them. And they did that.
Well, they
ran
did it with Jay White. Jay White at Bullet Club Gold, and they would call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
But that's also, like, the last remnants of, like, the Bullet Club stuff. I feel like they're steering away from those references now.
Yeah, I think you could revive it again. You could do that. We've never seen an American revival of, like, on a large, like, you know, like, recently.
Yeah.
Everybody has tried. Think about how many different Bullet Club variants we've gotten.
Yeah.
The Elite.
Yeah.
Bullet Club Gold. In North America.
Yeah.
Right? Then you got the
War
OC.
Dogs.
You got the OC. The War Dogs, yeah.
I think in Japan you can have that resurgence with Gabe Kidd putting together more of a team.
I think so too. Yeah, I think
he's
so too.
He's going to be
well,
their
guy.
You
know what the problem was? The lure of the Bullet Club was, first of all, they got really big, just like the NWO did, which I think kind of was by design, you know? But who was the big foreign attraction? Everybody got signed.
Yeah.
So I don't think they could have continued the way that they were continuing once AEW happened.
Yeah.
But my God, still to this day, I mean, that one faction really created a wrestling boom.
It really did.
I don't think people realize the importance of how Bullet Club changed casual viewers or disenfranchised wrestling fans to come back to wrestling.
Yeah.
And I really, that was a catalyst for AEW.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was also like, it was also very interesting because it was like at that point, you know, wrestling, this is 2013, right? Wrestling, we've been lifelong wrestling fans, right? And I think at that point, people were still looking for like that niche wrestling product. They still wanted the alternative, right? And again, not to poo-poo on TNA, but it wasn't TNA.
TNA caters, I mean, now it's a little bit different.
I remember, I still have it somewhere, the original Bullet Club shirt. Right?
Yeah.
When I would wear that to Citi Field.
Oh, my God.
In like 2013, 2014.
Everybody would stop you.
When it was still New Japan.
Yeah.
Only nobody really caught on to it. It was two suites left and right. You know?
Still to this day, like I, in the summer, I had my Bullet Club cut off.
Yeah.
And if I'm on, like if I'm on Bell Boulevard or something, like I get too sweeted all the time.
I think that was an interesting part of wrestling resurgence. But at the same year, you had the debut of the Shield too. So it's very, it's also very fascinating how both became parallel and also crossed streams.
Yeah. Fascinating. You know? I love that stuff. That's the amazing thing about pro wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see what we got here. We have FCN Toby. What do you think about the Saturday night main event dates going head to head with AEW pay-per-views? It looks like AEW is more in competition than they're telling us.
You could take the Vince McMahon out of WWE, but you can't take the WWE out of Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Listen, this is what they've always done. There's nothing new here. You're running a show? Let me ruin it.
Right, exactly. Let me ruin it. Let me buy your
town. I don't
talent.
Know if it's going to make a big difference because they're not running the same town, right? Yeah. They're just running parallel shows. One's a pay-per-view. And the importance on a pay-per-view is far more than Saturday night's main event.
Yeah.
I think the people that are going to buy the pay-per-view are going to buy the pay-per-view.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, how many people... Okay, here's a great question, right? Yeah. How many people... I'm trying to think the logic here. If you got a pay-per-view on, right, for AEW, and you're like, man, I can't wait to see this AEW pay-per-view, and then Saturday night's main event is also running... Are you like, well, now I got free wrestling, so I'm not going to pay for it? I don't know how much of the viewership does that.
It's also a different viewership.
It's a very, it's different. Yeah, it is a different viewership.
There is a crossover.
Yeah.
There's a definite, we're a crossover, right? Like we like watching wrestling. We watch a lot of wrestling, not because we do a bunch of podcasts, but also because we enjoy it, right? I think there are certain WWE people and certain AEW people, and it seems like, you know, there's also like the third factor, which, you know, and you pay attention to the internet, right? I think the third factor is people who don't watch wrestling at all, but choose to poo-poo on either company.
Sure.
Because they see a headline or they...
There's tons of those people.
Or they're trolling.
I know a lot of those people.
Right, who are just like, oh, Tony Khan, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, ah, he doesn't know how to... Blah, blah, you know,
like, I had someone to come up to me. It's like, is AEW still a thing? I was like, they just landed... One of the largest TV deals for wrestling ever.
But I'm convinced a lot of those people don't watch wrestling weekly. They just see what they see and then they pile on. So there's that kind of base. And then there's like, I think the people who are AEW fans will be more than happy to shell out money for the
pay-per-view. Of course, yeah. I don't think it's good. We'll find out.
There's also fans that refuse to watch WWE because of all like the Vince stuff.
There's a lot of people that refuse to watch it.
You know?
Listen, man, watch whatever you're watching. Yeah. I think it's... Listen... I don't know. Why split your audience? Why attempt it? But it's also a pay-per-view. So what's the most AEW is doing is about 100 and change.
Right.
Right. And that's not a knock. That's a good number for them. Is it going to really impact that show of the 100,000 or so people that are going to buy it? Maybe a few people won't, but I think most people will buy it.
Right.
You know, 10% won't. You know, you're talking almost $1 million.
Let's see what we got here. This is from Coro Metarico. Ask Beyond the Bell, does MG know the name of his utility companies, or does he just send checks to cable and electric? It works.
He writes it in crayon.
Mm-hmm. I will say I'm pleasantly surprised that that is the most MG thing you've done this year.
Yeah, that's so far, and we're only 14 days in,
and I love it, and I can't blame you.
Yo,
there's no way I could ever be mad at that.
But you know what the problem was when he was mailing the check, he spelled cable wrong, and it was cabal.
Oh shit!
And he got a weird knock at the door.
This is from Ed Toro. When Gabe Kidd becomes a free agent, will he re-sign and stay in New Japan or go somewhere else? I think he's going to be there for a while.
I think Gabe Kidd is going to stay there.
I think this guy made Tanahashi cry. I think Tanahashi's going to hand him a big old check.
And yeah, but like, you know what happens when Tanahashi cries? He turns to stone afterwards. So he's now frozen in time.
He's frozen at that announce desk?
Yeah.
This is from Kuro Rodrigo again. Ask BTC Rich, what happens to your pull list since Diamond Comics Distributors just filed for bankruptcy?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
That's a great question.
I think my shop goes through Penguin, possibly, and another company.
Did you see my comics?
I think I'll be okay.
Did you see these?
Let me see your comics.
Got some new ones.
You got some from last week?
No, a couple weeks ago. I got all the X-Men.
That's been good.
This looks great, and
those have been good.
I like how they went back to like the old artwork.
Yes, yeah, those X-Men's have been good.
I haven't seen that.
The X-Force has been good. Pleasantly surprised. This is like the post Age of Krakoa, the Rawhide Kid.
hold on, where? Oh no, my son took all my variants.
Uh oh,
he took all the Venom variants.
Took him to school.
Yeah, he probably did.
This is a good one here. Ed Toro asks, why do you have to take the TBS Championship off Mercedes? Or who do you have to take the TBS Championship off of Mercedes? Nobody yet. I think she needs to collect all those belts, you know?
Yeah.
They did a good job. I think they put her on national television for an interview, and she came out with all the belts, which definitely gets your eyes on the product.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is it?
You could do Mina to take the TBS title off.
I kind of want her to go for the belt from Mariah May.
Hmm. Yeah, I think she will.
Yeah. That's tough, though. I feel like that secondary title is... Part of me feels like that secondary title has run its course. That there needs to be a unification.
For the TBS title?
Yeah. Mariah May versus Mercedes,
but unification. I think the TBS is fine when you don't have all the other titles there.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like you have too many of those. So Mercedes coming out with four belts. You know, one is like the British Championship and one is the New Japan one. I don't. Eventually, that's going to go away. I think it's fine to have whatever they have currently, but we'll see.
Mike Strong Media says, Bullet Club hooked me back into New Japan in 2013, 2014 after I had stopped watching.
Yo, how many of your friends, many of your boys, like, they know Masada, they know Kobashi, right? Like,
just Kyle.
Just Kyle. But, like, how many of them like Japanese wrestling to some extent, and all of a sudden Bullet Club happens, they see a couple clips of them, like, being terrorists and, like, beating people up.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit, what is this?
Yeah. I think, for me, I have... maybe three or four friends that are into it. Kyle definitely number one.
But Kyle never stopped liking.
No, and I think we didn't stop liking it either because I followed.
Kyle chopped the shit out of me here.
He did. And at your daughter's.
My son's christening.
Was it Hunter's christening?
My soul left my body.
I was across the room. I heard that shit. I was like, oh no. You did not like that at all.
I no-sold it too. He got so mad I no-sold it.
Your eyes just disappeared. They turned into like two black puddles. It was like gone.
I saw the future, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the future.
Me personally, I remember being a huge Generation Me fan, the Young Bucks and TNA.
Yeah.
And then following them wherever they went, right? So pleasant surprise. Oh shit, these guys are now in the Bullet Club.
Mm.
You know, great place for them. You know? Oh, and I was a Prince Devitt fan too.
Yeah.
You know?
I was too.
So very interesting. All right.
Let's do like two more and I gotta get out of here.
Ed Toro, what is happening with the Ring of Honor TV deal? Will the show be on True TV or stream on Max?
I'm very bad at my job right now with wrestling. Mm-hmm. I'm very behind, but I have not heard a thing about Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Tony putting the title on Jericho was somewhat of an indicator to me, so I don't know if there's still stuff happening. I don't know why they it's not on something.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of conversations like, well, how about the archives, right? Like all those old shows, could that end up on Max? They're going to have to go through a lot of content to either clean it up or some of the... listen, I don't know those early CZW versus ROH shows are going to end up there. Right. I don't know what those early ROH shows look like.
Question. Technically, would it be easier to say, hey, listen, AEW's on Max. If you have a Max subscription, you now have access to Honor Club. Would that be the easier way to do it?
I don't know. I think the cost to operate would become more because now you're giving free membership and your operation cost goes up because you need more bandwidth. Mm-hmm. But they only have like 10,000 subscribers, probably less.
Oh, interesting.
Probably less.
Honor Club was also like the original WWE network.
Yeah.
Not in terms of WWE, but in terms of
like... But I had Honor Club on and off. I still have New Japan. I still pay for it.
Oh, New Japan, that's a great subscription, though.
It's not 999 yen anymore.
What is it?
It's 1,200 yen.
Okay, so it went from 10 bucks to 12 bucks?
It went, it's like 11. No, actually, I think it's still like $9 because the conversion.
Let's see here. Brian Juden says, you guys are so gorgeous. Thank you very much.
Ooh, thank you.
Appreciate that. It's very nice. Boris... Hashtag ask beyond the bell. Does TK pivot or does he keep on trucking with the Death Riders?
I think he's going to keep on trucking with the Death Riders.
It seems like folks have lost interest.
The Rough Riders.
Teddy Roosevelt showing up?
Teddy Roosevelt
showing up. And DMX?
Yeah, and DMX. The Rough Riders. The original Rough Rider, Teddy Roosevelt.
So I think there's a malaise I think folks have with the Death Riders now. Like I see a lot of chatter on the internet saying, like, give it up already. How do you feel?
I'm a big fan of letting things play out.
Yes.
Let it play out, and then when it doesn't work, that's when you could say this sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I like to let things play
it
out.
It doesn't work. So you waited until Bobby Lashley was in a cuck angle for Rusev to say, man, this sucked?
I mean, at that moment, I knew that it's... I'm like, why is he cuckolding? Why is there a cuckolding angle happening on Monday Night Raw? I get it. I get what people don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's the better option right now?
Right, yeah.
Right? Like, you have pieces happening. You have Hangman in the mix. Uh-huh. You have Swerve. You have Lashley kind of floating around. You have Kenny back. You have Okada there. You're going to have to do a major reshuffle. Part of the problem is that there's so many title belts.
Yeah.
You know, the Continental title, what title is that? Where do you rank that on the scale of titles? Right?
Yeah.
TNT title on the bottom for men's singles?
I think so, yeah.
The international title?
Yeah.
Continental, then world?
Yeah, sure. I think only because of Okada.
That's the other thing. Is it the title or is it Okada?
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's for those supplementary titles, I think it's the person holding them that puts the prestige on it, right? Where that TNT title was like the workhorse title when Cody had it, right? Like, that was such a fun belt, and I think that was the perfect way to do a supplementary belt, you know? Have the challenge for it every week, and then you know this guy's going to get elevated when he has it, right?
Yeah.
I think now it's very dependent on the person holding it. Now, do you think this is a possibility?
Mm.
Hobbs wins.
Is it a possibility? I don't think so. Would I be against it? No.
Hobbs wins and joins the Death Riders.
Oh, it's like he got initiated in.
And they just blow him up with the belt.
Oh, dude. No, they're I want him solo. I want that dude to be. Yeah. You know, you could unify. Here's one. Skytel Wrestling. Skytel.
Mm-hmm.
Nextel's other service.
It's not Skynet, but it's Skytel. He tells you everybody's
secrets. Maybe that's his last name. LeBron Skytel.
There we go.
Harvey Skytel.
Harvey Skytel. I like Harvey Skytel. Bad Lieutenant. Harvey Skytel.
Kenny should unify the Continental and International titles and perhaps the World Championship over a course of a year. You could have him hold all three. I think a secondary title is necessary, right? Yeah. And remember the logic. You can't have a Cruiserweight title in that company because everybody's a Cruiserweight. Everybody's small. The Cruiserweight title does not work in wrestling anymore.
Right.
most people over 225 pounds, it's rare. Most people are minus 225.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's one thing to do that. I think the TNT title is the introductory title. Mm-hmm. And then you have the international title is telling a good story because it is getting defended internationally, but it's unnecessary. Right. Have the continental title.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So you just want two belts or three belts?
I'll take three.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take TNT title, which is your TV title.
Right.
And then you have the Continental, and then you have the World.
See, but I feel like that TNT title originally was their Intercontinental title.
The Continental was their Intercontinental.
No, I'm saying the TNT was their original version of the Intercontinental title.
It was a TV title. Like, here's one. Henry wasn't Cruiserweight title 205, only in WWE the second time around.
Right.
It was a minus 225 title.
Yeah.
Because remember, how big was everybody in WCW?
Right. Mega. They're gigantic. They're gigantic. Imagine being in a room with all those giants.
Oh, man. I'm so tiny. I'm so minuscule.
It's you in an elevator with the giant.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash, Hogan Hall, and Glacier.
And then I'm looking at them and I'm like, oh, man, I ate too much. I'm so fat right now. And I weigh 170 pounds.
And Vader gets on the next floor.
He's so gross.
Does he smush you?
I don't want Leon in that thing.
Ooh.
You just smush me. All right. Let's do two more questions or two more statements, and then we got to get out of here.
Sure. Let's see. Tekken Sports says, hey, Andrew, any new info about AEW coming to India deal? Will it be with Sony since WWE is joining Netflix?
I think that would be fantastic if they have a deal with Sony.
That'd be great. Yeah.
I think that'd be great for them over there. That's a big distribution for them over there.
Do you think Brody King is the man to beat Moxley? This is from Bonkers LFC.
He could be. He could be. Mm-hmm. If done right.
I'm on the Hobbs train.
Anybody could be. Anybody could be the guy at any time. Yeah. It's just a matter of, do you have the right creative and the right booking in place?
Right, exactly.
And does the audience organically like you? Does the audience really want Brody King to beat John Moxley? I would love that match.
Yeah.
I think Brody's great, but you got to tell me that this guy is a menace before you do it.
Yeah.
You know, elevate him a little bit more.
Absolutely. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Like, I'm personally enjoying all the wrestling that we're getting now.
Yeah, so am I. So am I.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more.
Let's do one more. Guys, give us one more beautiful, fantastic question. Let's see what we got here. I remember the WCW. This is from SkyTel. I remember the WCW light heavyweight title was 235 and under in the early 90s.
I thought it was 225. Could be 235. Mm. I don't remember.
They got a Lex Hobbs this week, short term, and see how it goes.
I would love them to Lex Hobbs. I thought that was... I don't know if they could pull it off, but man, that'd be cool.
There we go. Brian Knight, who should Malakai Black feud with in WWE?
Penta. Finn Balor.
Cody.
Damian Priest.
John Cena.
John Cena.
One last Cena match.
I want to see him and John Cena. Him and CM Punk.
Oh, him and CM Punk. Sammy.
Him and Bad Bunny.
Oh, him and Andrade.
You don't want to see Malakai Black and Bad Bunny?
I would love that. I would love that.
I want Bad Bunny in the makeup too. Yeah. I want it to be very gross and gothy.
I think that could happen.
I want to see Bad Bunny dressed as a Danhausen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, same here.
That's what I want to see.
Same here.
Face paint Bad Bunny.
Joel Pearl says, get ready for Malakai to take over the Wyatt Six.
Oh, man. And that's done, right? Is anybody?
They're on SmackDown. They just got moved to SmackDown.
I know, but nothing.
So, what if they abandon? I think it would be cool and add to the character if they just abandoned the Malakai and Alistair name and just called him Black.
Just Black.
And he comes out like all goth, like straight, like more so than ever before.
More so than ever?
Yeah. Like he's just like a demon. You know, okay. He's like a void.
A void.
That's like the whole character, you know? Because he's still kept up with the eye shit.
He never
from WWE.
And it got worse.
You know, yeah.
And it got worse.
And it spread and it kept spreading.
I wonder
if
he's gonna continue it here. What if it dissipates now that he's there, it gets smaller.
I would love that. I would also
Who did that to his eye?
The original was it Bray?
No, was it? I thought it was Seth.
It was Seth. Yeah. It was Seth.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What great storytelling. That this guy held it over.
Yeah.
Right? And then started spitting in people's eyes, and then the eye got poisoned. Great stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I got a question here.
Go ahead.
SkyTel Wrestling. Andrew, how do you feel about the upcoming TikTok ban?
It will not be banned.
Uh-oh. I feel like that's your worst nightmare.
TikTok getting banned?
Because I know when you're on the train, that's when you start shooting TikToks to everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But have you noticed? I have not been sending them.
Yeah.
I've been playing Capybara Go.
Capybara Go.
I've been playing Capybara Go, which is a role-playing game, mm-hmm. as a capybara.
Does he come back with the coffin?
Oh, thing? Yeah. He has to come out like a vampire.
And the candles.
And a lot of candles. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Great.
All right, guys. Love each and every one of you. Catch us on Friday on Matt Men. More Rich and Andrew, 10:30 Eastern on the Matt Men channel on YouTube, youtube.com/Matt Men Podcast. I am trying to figure out if I could get our show on video.
On video?
On video on Spotify.
Very cool.
That's what I'm working on next. All right, guys. That's it for this week. See you later.
Later.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.